AircheckDownloads.com.
Rick Dees, the weekly top 40.
There is nothing like the first weekend of spring for the top 10. We got them for you right here, and only the best radio stations have the weekly top 40, like FMQ 94, Central Oregon's hot station, the Spirit of Jackson Hole, KSGT FM, and Z95.5 in Detroit. Here's number 10 from Def Leppard. Hysteria, hysteria. That's Def Leppard. The stage that goes along with the group resembles a 40 by 50 foot boxing ring. Even Huey Lewis and Journey have offered to buy that stage when Def Leppard is through with it. They're up one, the number 10 on the weekly top 40. Here's number 9. Now, this guy is strange. He's got a 1951 lowrider car with a personalized license plate reading Mr. Wrong. David Lee Roth.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me.
I want her. Keith Sweat, our special in-studio visitor. Let's hear it for Keith again, all right?
Yeah, Keith.
Woo. He's got his Billy D. Williams mustache growing today. Up two more to number 8 on the weekly top 40 countdown. We've got the top 5 coming up, the number 1 song coming up. Your chance again at the weekly top 40 challenge. Just stay here.
Rick D's, the weekly top 40.
This is National Agriculture Week.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you know three things you may not have known about food? Lettuce makes men lustful. Let me repeat that. Lettuce makes men lustful. It's true. Ancient Egyptians long believed that lettuce increases a man's desires, so to speak. I'm just telling you what the Egyptians said, and it's been proven in a lot of circles in medicine. There are actually butter gods in Tibet. Butter gods. And in Ireland, there are saints for butter. Also in Germany. Absolutely true. These saints are whipped, too. Michael Jackson, speaking of food, has a chef who prepares his meals with special brown flowers. Michael Jackson actually takes the chef on the road with him and eats this diet of brown flowers. His private chef's name is Damien, who actually prepares these meals for Michael with recipes he got from working with other famous celebrities, Lassie and Mr. Ed. Here's number 7, Billy Ocean. Hey, you, get out of my dreams. Get into my car right now, please. Billy Ocean, who has received his invitation to go perform in the Soviet Union. All right, Billy, up two this week to number 7 on the weekly top 40. Here's number 6. Oh, you'll love this. Our weekly top 40 spies saw this man picking out a black, all-silk shirt with a jacket and pants to match, black boots with silver tips. They saw him pull out a platinum American Express card on trendy Melrose Avenue in Hollywood, and that's how George Michael pays his way. Here's what got him that platinum card. Songs like this from a smash album.
That's all I want to hear.
George Michael. His sister Melanie is on tour with George right now. She is his hairdresser. In addition to Melanie, there are 2 full-time assistants to take care of his chest hair, too.
Outrageous!
Just kidding, kidding. He's down 5, number 6, after a month at number 1 on the weekly top 40. Is anybody ready for this Honda Elite 50E scooter?
Yeah, give it to us if you need it.
This one has the push button starting. No shifting required. What a beautiful machine. It's yours if you win the weekly top 40 challenge, courtesy of Orion Pictures. They have the opening of their new movie, Johnny Be Good, coming up next week. Anthony Michael Hall, Robert Downey Jr. are in it, and you might want to check that one out. Now, this scooter is yours. Just take the challenge. Correctly identify this Oscar-winning picture. Roll them.
Where's the money, Moxie?
Straight Arrow Charlie. The All-American Hood.
Get up on your feet. Come on. Up. Up.
I think you broke my wrist.
You won't need it.
Name the movie. All right, just put the correct title of the picture on a postcard and your telephone number during the day. Send it to Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. What we're going to do is pick a winner at random from all of the correct entries received by this Friday. Please enter as many times as you like. The contest is sponsored by D's Creations and Orion Pictures. And good luck to you. The top 5 next.
The Weekly Top 40.
Love's Baby Soft Cologne presents
Rick D's The Weekly Top 40.
Not only is this the first weekend of spring, but it is National Teenagers Day today.
Yeah! All right, boys and girls.
Here's number 5 from one of the hottest teens in all of America right now at 17, Debbie Gibson. Oh, it was you, out of the blue. Debbie Gibson still climbs, goes up one more to number 5 on the weekly top 40. Now, on a few occasions when she's got some free time, you can find her taking pictures. Now, our sources in Miami found Debbie trying to get onto the set of Hollywood Squares because she's got this thing about Mitch Gaylord. She broke through the security, they had a picture taken, and now her heart is taken by Mitch. I don't know if they're an item, but that's the latest on Debbie. Here's number 4 from another hot lady, Belinda Carlisle, on the weekly top 40. I get weak. When I'm with you. Nothing but hit music. The weekly top 40 countdown with a lady who will never be seen in a fur coat. She's really into the animal rights issue. Belinda Carlisle, down 1 to number 4 this weekend. Three men hold down the top 3 this week. Who are they? Let's find out next. The phone has been ringing. Are you sure this is Jimmy on the phone?
Yes.
Hello?
Rick Dees.
Well, yes.
This is Jimmy Swaggart again.
Well, Jimmy, we've gotten a lot of calls from you lately.
Thank you. That's very true, sir.
Yes.
As you know, I have transgressed, and I have sinned, and all that.
Yes, yes.
Fun stuff like that.
And I have no doubt about it, yes.
Yes. Well, from now on, in church every Sunday, instead of putting your money in the collection plate,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you to leave it on the dresser as you leave the church.
Day by day.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick Dees.
Oh my gosh, Rip Taylor just came in. His hair just fell off. Well, how do you like the countdown, Rip?
I met a guy at the bar. He had 2 wooden legs. He caught on fire and burned to the ground.
Oh, stop it. Number 3 is where we are on the countdown. Dedicates this song to his mom. He does. Richard Marx, whose mom is the voice you hear singing Quasar by Motorola. Remember her? That's this guy's mom. Endless Summer Nights. Richard Marx. He's on a hot streak right now. Up one more to number 3. Could he be number 1? He'll be here live to tell us how he feels about it next weekend. Here's number 2. Now, this man takes the portable dance floor with him and practices in his hotel room to do his around the moon walk every day. Michael Jackson. Gonna
make a change.
You've got to change that man in the mirror first. Michael Jackson, who loves to dine on baby corn, sun-dried tomatoes, and odd-looking flowers with brown petals from time to time. You like all that fiber in your diet, Michael?
No, I like to be grinded a lot.
Okay. Up 3 more to number 2 on the countdown for Michael. Ah, we've been waiting for this. A whole month we've been waiting for a brand new number 1. I've got it for you right after this.
Weekly Top 40. We want you, Rick Dees. Counting them down.
It's always a thrill to unveil for the first time a brand new number 1. We got one for you right here. 11 years ago in 1977, at the age of 11, this guy bought his first 45. It was by Donna Summer, called I Feel Love. 7 years ago, he had his very first date. His girlfriend Jackie went to her house to watch Top of the Pops on the telly. They watched together as the police did Don't Stand So Close to Me on Top of the Pops. 3 years ago, he moved to London to pursue his singing career. The same week, his fellow Englishman, Paul Young, had the number 1 hit in the USA called Every Time You Go Away. And this week, at age 22, he can say, I made it. I'm number 1. He is Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. From Newton, England, there he is. At age 22, Rick Astley has his first U.S. smash. It's number 1. In fact, it's been number 1 in 8 European countries, a top 10 hit in 5 others, and up one more this week to be number 1 on the weekly top 40. And look hot on your heels, Rick. Michael Jackson waiting, panting, and to be number 1 himself. It might happen. Rick Astley has it this week, though. It is so much fun to do this countdown. Thank you for being here. The Weekly Top 40, produced by Paul Joseph, written by Danny Lemos, Monty Adam, research from Lon Whalen, engineer Paul Liebeskind, Reggie Collins, what a team, Tracy Hodes, Nick Vestudo, Emily Carey, Madeline Minch, Linda Sanchez, Dennis Clark, Wally Clark, a host of others. The Weekly Top 40 is distributed by DIR Radio Network, a Lorimar Telepictures company. God bless you. Have a fantastic weekend. You deserve it. And stay here for nothing but hits.
The Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you in part by the Musicland Group and by Orion Pictures with Johnny B. Goode coming to a theater near you March 25th.
Rick Dees, the Weekly Top 40. Aircheckdownloads.com.